Every person that comes to this world for tachlis, do the rotzen aboyre, mekayim the rotzen aboyre. One maybe a little bit to speak it out. You say over a marshal from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said a marshal was a person once, a farmer lived in a village. He heard about the train. Who doesn't want to go on the train? He said he has to go once to see the train. He has to see what is a train. Started to collect some money, to put money together. He had a big bag full with coins. Took his horse, went to the train station. Comes to the train station, sees there's a line, there's a queue. Stands at the line. Comes to the place to sell the tickets. He puts down his bag. The guy puts his hand inside, takes some coins, gives him a ticket. He looks on the ticket. What you could do with such a ticket? No, he knows he has to travel. A piece of paper doesn't travel. You know, he came to the train to travel. He has this little piece of ticket. So he says, you know, he will follow the crowd. He will see what the Olam do. He will do what the Olam does. He looks around. He looks around. And he sees in one place a lot of people with sheep and ducks and chickens. That's it. I said, oh, some more people, but like, it's one area full, a lot of ducks and chicken. I said, Mistama, this is the Geshmaka train, you know. There, the Olam are there. So he goes to the place where the Olam are. He stands, okay, now. So they will follow the crowd, they will see what the Olam do. The train comes. Everyone starts to push to get into the train. He looks around, everyone is pushing. He pushes. He manages to get into the train. He sits inside. Okay, now what do you do? He said, he will look around and see what the crowd does. He looks around. He says, I want to sing seats. Okay, he's also looking for a seat. Then the conductor, the one who collects the tickets, comes. He sees everyone is starting to run around. No. So he decided, and everyone is trying to hide. You know, the people there, no one paid. Yeah. So the kids, he decided, everyone is running around. Mr. Man, in the train, you play hide and seek. Mr. Man, it's a positive activity here. Everyone says, he'll also go play. Kids, he also tries to find for a place to hide. You know, he looks, all the good places are taken. He says, under a bench, there's a shtickle place. So he pushes himself, you know, he was a big farmer. You know, he starts to push, the bench starts to go up a shtickle. But he manages actually to push himself into the bench, under the bench. But his 2 feet are sticking out. He's laying there. The conductor comes, pulls him out. Ganev! Choshnar chapter Ganev. He says, Ganev what? What do you mean, you didn't pay? He says, I didn't pay? He says, Ganev and Shaklin? I'll take it to the police. He says, what do you mean? What do you want? He says, where's your ticket? So he pulls out his ticket. I tell him, sugar, you have a ticket to first class. You're in third class where the chickens and the ducks have to be the animals under the bench. It's sugar. He says, but everyone was going under the benches. So yeah, they didn't pay. You know, in this place is the animals and the people that don't pay tried to run around there. First class, that's not first class. You had reserve first class. Seat reserved to you in first class. Hiding under the bench in third class. So the Chofetz Chaim is the same thing. Every person has a ticket. He has a ticket. But he comes to this world. Doesn't know how you get. Sees the oil on Friday. Take it easy. Sheep, the ducks, the beach, yeah? He goes to Shabbos, then he says, Shabbos afternoon, the Olam rest. So we have to rest a little bit. And the Olam shmuz. Ben Asdorim, the Olam Dreitz Harum, yeah? He's doing what the Olam does, you know, Olam shmuz a little bit, he shmuz a little bit, the tefillin go off in Asher over the Tien, his tefillin also go off. What the Olam rolls him, Sukkot Zimri, he also rolls him, Sukkot Zimri. What the Olam does? Every person has a ticket. The Chaim says it, and last week said that I want to take out a point, and from this to Boyois. The Chaim says, the Meraglim. What was the chet of the Meraglim? He says, the Meraglim convinced Klal Yisrael not to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to see Yisrael. Yisrael at school, Rosh Hashanah Dros, they didn't convince them that it's not Kedai to come to Eretz Yisrael. They told them Eretz Yisrael is a Choshev country. Anokim. You have to have Schusim. It's not for you. It's not for you. You failed in Kibbutz Atava. You failed in Egel. Misoinim. Slav. Every 5 days we fail. You think we're going to Eretz Yisrael? There's a rumor from the end of the Maida that Moshe is not coming with us. We for sure will fail. There's no one to be left. There's no point to go in. Here in the Midbar we don't manage. Every you read the parasha, you see every 2 days. Every day he wants to get rid of all of us. There's no chance to make it anyway. Laws up. We'll never make it. What Kolev answered them? Kolev answered them, Im chofetz Hashem la'amiseinu, he will not bring us there. So why do you think Hashem is bringing us to Eretz Yisrael? If he's bringing us, we have a ticket. We can make it. How we can make it? The Torah says the kids that would kill the Mitzrayim are inside the buildings. These are the schusim that will keep us to have Eretz Yisrael. 210 years. Hashem prepares Klal Yisrael. We can make it. If not, he will not give us. We have a ticket. Every person has a meragel. And the meragel tells you, you will not make it. Hasmodef Reb Chaim Kanievsky tells you. It's Nishnei Gea with Masvot. You're going to vote, you'll die. That's not the Maisa. You know, I can't read about 24 hours. Chaim Kanievsky thought he could learn 24 hours. So, Melis, you don't learn? Tzidkis? Davening? Tzvi Meyer. Nishnei Gea to Meir. So, Melis, I want to ask you a shayla here, you know, Choshev Ha'ilom. But don't answer, yeah? Choshev Ha'ilom. Like a Choshev Ha'ilom. Shachris today. You think you daven Shachris like you have to daven? I'm not asking if you daven like Tzvi Meyer. But I'm asking you, you think you daven like Nisan Kaplan has to daven today or not? Or you don't think that you daven like you have to daven today? Every person has a ticket. And as his ticket says, first class reserve. And if he behaves, he will come to the Shomayim Nefesh Noki Betzadik Vekodesh Baruch Hu Sameach Beboyal of Nefesh Noki Vetzadik. Benefesh Noki Vetzadik. He's not asking you to learn 18 hours. How much you could learn? Everyone knows how much you could have. But everyone knows that today he didn't have it like he has to have it. I'm speaking of myself. I don't want to chosh a little bit. Why? Don't be a holder. I'm anyway not going to daven, you know, dancing, doing davening. So, man, it's not Nagia. Why is it Nagia? You have a ticket. And your ticket says exactly. Because if Hashem would not want, he will not bring you to this world. Well, he bring you here to fail? He didn't bring you here to fail. He didn't bring you here to be mashir. He gave you exactly the same amount of koiches that you could pass the test. Every person could pass the test. Every person got enough koiches that he could pass the test. And if he will pass the test, he will get there. Every yochid ve yochid has these koiches. Lelo yoytzim. Every Yochid Hashem gave him his koichas. Every Yochid Hashem gave him the koichas. But he has to make it. A person will decide to teach himself. I have a ticket. I could learn exactly how much I could learn. I could daven how much I could daven. Malach Asuras, how much I could. Everyone knows what he could and what he cannot. Hashem is not asking what you cannot. But what you could, you have the ticket. Don't look around. Don't sit with the people that are sitting without tickets. That's spoiling their tickets, they're not using their tickets. You have exactly the koiches to get there. So yesterday night, 1 o'clock my night, I was sitting in my house. A little bit. I'm schwach. Hard for me to learn. I sat with my Gemara, my Sfarim, on my seat. Hard for me to learn. It was so hard for me to learn that when the phone rang, I told my kids, one that is up, help me, that bring the phone, I will answer the phone. Normally I don't answer. I'm not available till I finish to learn. I was not in the mood to learn. Well, I was learning. Chatur, any mask? It's 1 o'clock. I did not. So, you know, I took the phone. I said, hey, someone's calling 1 o'clock. Mr. Tommy has something to say. So I picked up the phone. It was a friend of mine. I'm sure you know some of you know him. His name is Lavi. He's an older guy, 30 years old, 35 years old. He is a blind buffer. He had to get a mask with both of his eyes were taken out. He can't see. And he calls. Every week he calls. I never speak to him. He calls. My kids are not available, and he says goodbye. Yeah, and I never take a phone. So I took the phone. I said, how are you doing, Ravi? Hashem. No, Barzakster, you asked me, say something good. I said, I'll tell you, I'm not in a good mood now. It's hard for me to learn. I don't know, I'm not in a good mood. Tell me, you don't understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you koiches, and now you're exactly in a nisayon. And you're not winning? What do you think is happening now? You're not tired. You could stay awake another hour. No, boss. It's a horror. Promise me. I'm telling you with all of my isurim. I could see that it's a horror is giving you an isurim. You have the koiches. Just shtarkzach. Promise me to learn till 2 o'clock. And he put down his phone. So I said to myself, here, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the koiches. Hashem said, I need koiches. He said, oh, a phone call. Every person has exactly the courage of how much he could learn. No person cannot learn. Every person has exactly the amount that he could win. If he decides to win, he will become, in the end, the matter is to come up to the Shemaim, Nefesh Noki Vetzadik. And to remember the words of the Chofetz Chaim, Shekol Odom Veodom, Yeshloi Es Ameraglim Shaloi, Vuoimer Loi. Chaim says, first, you anyway already failed in the past, so you will not make it. And he tells him, you don't have the koiches to make it. The sheker. Im lo chofetz Hashem, you will not bring yourself to soil. And he says, listen carefully. The Meraglim managed to convince God's Klal Yisrael not to come into Eretz Yisrael. Even though it was so clear. How much your own private Meraglim could convince you? The Meragli managed against Moshe Rabbeinu to say, Nishki died. And what happened? He came up to Kosi. Gomish. They lost all the good. Because they listened to the Meragli. Person doesn't know how much good is promised to him. How much good is waiting for him. No, just not listen to the Meragli. Just not listen to the Meragli. I just want to apologize when I came late. Because someone told me after Shir today that it says in the signs that it's starting 2:15 today. So I was sitting somewhere waiting at 2:15. So, I bet me